Ireland. It's a land of mythic beauty. From Kelly green pastures to sparkling Celtic coastlines. These natural wonders have fed the muses of Irish artists for generations. And today, they still spark this nation's most fertile imaginations. While the land itself may offer the raw material these artists need, it's the epic history and mythic romance of this Emerald Isle that nourishes their creative souls. That sense of shared tradition and a unique vision inspires work that's both as Irish as St. Patrick's Day and celebrated all over the world. Across this island nation, there are close ties between where people live and what they create. Nowhere is that more true than in the county of Kilkenny, which sits along the banks of the River Barrow. It's the longest of Ireland's three sister rivers and winds through towns that trace their roots to medieval times, including the town of Greignamana. Cistercian monks chose this spot for its proximity to the river. It gave them a steady water supply and the ability to trade goods with the rest of Europe. Centuries later, wool and weaving are still an integral part of the local culture. Today, their textile mill sits on the same site where the monks had a mill and relies on the same water source, among the cleanest in Ireland. Their blankets start with wool from local Galway sheep, the only breed of native Irish sheep. Once the wool reaches the mill, it's hand-sorted and dyed into 13 colours. These colours are then blended to create a range of different shades. The wool fibres are then put through the carding machine, where they're combed and aligned. From there, the wool is spun into yarn at the spinning mule, a vintage machine that pulls and twists the fibres to make them stronger. This mule was built in 1890. Philip watches closely, correcting any mistakes as the mule spins and wraps the wool into yarn. Next comes warping. The yarn is wound onto a large wheel, then wrapped around a warping beam. This creates the blanket's vertical treads. After warping comes weaving. Strands of wool are threaded in horizontally to finish off the fabric and make it stronger. Then the newly created textile goes to the workroom, where it's carefully checked and mended to ensure the highest quality. Over the next 4 days, the blanket goes through a finishing process that makes the fabric softer and stronger. It can take up to 6 weeks to make a blanket, from initial design to final product. But there's no way to measure all the love and care that goes into each one.